Welcome to this episode of GGID, today from Oil Rigs to Reefs. Decommissioned oil rigs look dull and lifeless as you drive by them or look at them from afar. Below is another story, their steaming life. There are 12,000 oil rigs worldwide, and at some point they stop being useful to oil companies, too costly to maintain. Removing them is expensive, as well as labor-intensive, and leaving them as they are can be dangerous to marine life. But as of 1984, with the U.S. Congress National Fishing Enhancement Act, the benefits of artificial reefs have been recognized. The Gulf states of Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, and Texas have converted some 500 rigs into reefs. In time, the substructure rigs provide the skeleton for coral reefs. They become nurseries for certain species and can be bountiful human-made marine habitats for colorful fishes, crabs, starfish, and mussels to congregate there. Sometimes they can be more protected than from predators than they would be in other parts of the ocean. Converting platforms into reefs is an attractive option for oil and gas companies, which can save them millions of dollars. Campaigners for decommissioning the rigs say that it is a win-win situation for those companies. They are allowed to spend half their savings for the state artificial reef programs to maintain the platforms, marine conservation, and education. In some areas in the Gulf of Mexico, the abundant marine life there have made them hotspots for diving, snorkeling, and recreational fishing. As the world moves away from fossil fuels, a viable solution for decommissioned rigs need to be found. I, for one, like the reefing one because it takes something that has been harmful to the environment and redeems it to be helpful. Thank you for listening. And until next time, let's make sure that we notice all that's good out there.